This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lebanon's embattled leadership, under fire after a massive explosion to large parts of central Beirut, faced public fury Thursday and stern calls to reform from the visiting French president and the International Monetary Fund. Grief has turned to anger in the traumatized nation, where at least 149 people died and more than 5,000 injured in Tuesday's blast. French President Emmanuel Macron, on a snap visit to the area, pledged to lead international emergency relief efforts and organize an aid conference in the coming days, promising that, quote, Lebanon is not alone, end quote. Authorities believe the explosion happened when a huge pile of ammonium nitrate that had languished for years in a port warehouse started a fire. Top U.S. envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, is leaving his post, and Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, will add Iran to his role, quote, following a transition period, end quote, with Hook. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Hook's surprise departure comes at a critical time when Washington has been intensely lobbying at the United Nations to extend an arms embargo on Iran, and as the U.N. Security Council prepares to hold a vote on the U.S. resolution next week. Thursday, the State Department said the United States has lifted a global health advisory imposed in March, advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, it said, quote, with health and safety conditions improving in some countries and potentially deteriorating in others, the department is returning to our previous system of country-specific levels of travel advice, end quote. You can find more on these and other stories, especially related to COVID-19, on voanews.com. This is VOA.